All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, there was plenty of moving and shaking going on yesterday just prior to the NBA's trade deadline as some teams were looking to improve their chances to win a championship this season, while others were simply looking to shed salary along with building towards the future. Now, the first trade that I want to talk about involved the Brooklyn Nets and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, the Nets got power forward Thaddeus Young from Minnesota. This was a guy that Nets general manager Billy King has coveted for a long time due to his length and athleticism. It was King that drafted Young initially with the Philadelphia 76ers during his time there. In exchange, the Nets sent Kevin Garnett back to Minnesota. Now, Garnett spent the first 12 years of his illustrious NBA career as a member of the Timberwolves, and hands down, he is the most iconic figure in Timberwolves franchise history. He's going back home. This is where it all started, and he wants to put the stamp on his NBA career, along with being a mentor to a lot of young guys on that Minnesota Timberwolves team. There was also a three-team trade involving the Miami Heat, the Phoenix Suns, and the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, the Suns sent disgruntled guard Goran Dragic along with his brother Zoran to the Heat. The Suns will receive two first-round picks along with Danny Granger and John Salmons. Now, Salmons, the Suns are already looking to buy him out. And the Pelicans will receive Norris Cole, Sean Williams, and Justin Hamilton. If you look at the Heat, this is vintage Pat Riley right here. This team has not been able to live up to the expectations that they accomplished in the past few years. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that LeBron James is no longer with the Heat. But you look at a guy like Dragic, who was a pending free agent this summer, and you look at Heat team president Pat Riley, he knows about building championship teams. He's not going to bring in a guy like Dragic if he's not going to keep him there long term. And a guy like Dragic, he wants to get paid, but at the same time, he wants to be in an organization that's committed to winning, and more importantly, an organization that wants him. And the Heat will do whatever it takes to make Mr. Dragic happy right now. Then there was a three-team trade between the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Detroit Pistons, and the Utah Jazz. And Oklahoma City really came out of this looking good. You pick up backup point guard DJ Augustine from the Pistons. You get Kyle Singler, a 2019 second-round pick, along with Steve Novak and Enes Kanter from the Utah Jazz. And then you ship disgruntled guard Reggie Jackson out of town to the Pistons. Now, Jackson's playing time has decreased ever since this team acquired guard Deion Waiters from the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this season. You need that team chemistry in the locker room. If Jackson was unhappy to be there, get him out of town, and you get guys in there that want to fit into your system. You look at a guy like Augustine, he's always been, to me, an underrated point guard in the NBA. He's going to be another ball handler for this team, and you can put him on the court if you're Thunder head coach Scott Brooks at the same time with Russell Westbrook, which allows Westbrook to play more of that off-guard role, which is something that he is much more comfortable with. You bring in a tremendous perimeter shooter in Steve Novak, along with a legit big in Enes Kanter, who gives the Thunder a solid post presence as a guy that can also get boards and bring that post-up game along with him. Now, another trade that really caught my eye, it was between the Boston Celtics and the Phoenix Suns, as the Suns sent point guard Isaiah Thomas to Boston in exchange for Marcus Thornton and a 2016 first-round pick. Now, last offseason, Celtics GM Danny Ainge attempted to sign the free agent Isaiah Thomas, who settled on going to the Suns. And the Suns, they had a tremendous logjam in the backcourt, and you wondered when the dam was going to break. And yesterday, everybody basically got sent out of town. Now, Boston, they're still building for the future, but at the same time, they are lurking around for that final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, as they are only a game and a half back. Another three-team trade to look at, you had the Philadelphia 76ers, Milwaukee Bucks, and Phoenix Suns all doing business. Now, the Sixers will receive the Suns' first round pick this year, while the Bucks shockingly got Michael Carter Williams from the Philadelphia Sixers, along with Miles Plumlee and Tyler Ennis. The Suns in this deal got Brandon Knight from Milwaukee and Kendall Marshall. And, you know, I really don't get the logic coming out of the 76ers front office. Michael Carter Williams was their first round pick in 2013 to play point guard right after this team traded their all-star point guard Drew Holiday to the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, what did Michael Carter Williams do in his first season? He was named as the NBA's Rookie of the Year. All of a sudden, the 76ers front office has decided that, you know what, Carter Williams is not a good perimeter shooter. But if the 76ers front office had really done their homework and they had watched Michael Carter Williams play in his two seasons collegiately at Syracuse, they would have realized that he couldn't shoot then. So why all of a sudden is it a problem? Now, if you're Michael Carter Williams, you're going to a much better situation. First of all, you have a head coach in Jason Kidd whose game during his NBA playing career relates directly to yours, because you are basically the same type of guards. Both of you are big point guards, and you're going to be consistent triple-double machines. Of course, Kidd was during his playing career, and it's something that Carter Williams has now. He's going to be a guy that can get you 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 13 assists. Of course, not on a nightly basis, but he is a guy that can put up 10 or 15, if not more, triple-doubles a season. That's the type of game that he has. And this Bucks team is going to be a big one, because now you put Carter Williams in your backcourt at point guard along with Giannis Antetokounmpo at shooting guard, and this guy is 6'11". They're going to get Jabari Parker back next season, and he's a 6'8 small forward, and he has tremendous length along with Ersan Ilyasova in your front court. So this Milwaukee Bucks team is going to be dangerous for a long time, and I just don't get the logic of the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, this team must be happy with winning 20 games every single year. The 76ers were not done there, as they sent KJ McDaniels to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Isaiah Kanan and a second round pick this spring. But another big trade that really caught my eye involved the Portland Trail Blazers and the Denver Nuggets. The Blazers received shooting guard Aaron Aflalo along with Alonzo G, while the Nuggets received Thomas Robinson, who they're already looking to buy out, Will Barton, Victor Claver, and a protected pick. Now, if you're the Blazers, you already have your big three in the form of LaMarcus Aldridge, Damian Lillard, and Wesley Matthews. You already had some depth with Robin Lopez and Nick Batum. Now you add another guy into this mix in Aaron Aflalo. He's a proven scorer, a good wing player, and a decent defender on the wing as well. Excuse me. So it's a situation where, to me, the rich got richer. And I really like what Portland did, and I also like what Oklahoma City did. The Thunder, of course, they dealt with the injuries in the first half of the season to both Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. This team is starting to get their sea legs right now, and they got a lot back, and they did not have to give up a lot to get there. Excuse me. So I really think the Thunder, they're currently in the eighth spot out west, and they are ready to make a move. Portland is third, and I think they could possibly challenge Memphis for that second spot. But those, to me, were the two big winners just prior to the NBA's trade deadline. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.